recordings. In this set, we'll be hearing the new one from pianist Jihee Hio. We'll start off, though, with a new duo album. It's tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander and pianist Mike LeDun. The album called Together, and a piece written for someone who was a great mentor for both of them, the late great pianist Carol Maybird. Mike LeDun wrote this. He calls it For Mabes, here on KPR.
Thank you.
And his pianist Jihio on KPR, her new album called Flow, and that piece entitled I Can See Only One Step Ahead. Alexander Claffey playing bass and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Before that, the duo of saxophonist Garrick Alexander and pianist Mike Ledon. Mike's tune for Mabes, referring to the late Harold Maybert. The new album is just called Eric Alexander and Mike Ledon Together, for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz of the Night. In just a bit, we'll hear from the Brazilian pianist Antonio Adolfo, who's a terrific arranger, and he does all Cole Porter's tunes on his new album. We'll get to that after we hear from singer and pianist Blossom Deary. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, from 1959, on Verve Records, Blossom Deary sings Comden and Green. That's Betty Comden and Adolph Green, two great lyricists, and their lyrics to a Leonard Bernstein song called Some Other Time, with Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, Kenny Burrell guitar, Blossom at the piano, and singing this one that I think is really epitomizes a bittersweet song. It's Some Other Time for Blossom Deary on KPR.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want. We'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token just when the fun is starting. We'll catch up.
great songs about goodbyes there for you on KPR. That's Antonio Adolfo's arrangement of the Cole Porter song, Every Time We Say Goodbye, which has the lyrics that start the song, Every Time We Say Goodbye, I Cry a Little. Every Time We Say Goodbye, I Die a Little. Brilliant song, and what a great arrangement by Antonio Adolfo. He arranges 10 Cole Porter songs for his new album, Love Cole Porter, Antonio Adolfo and his band in Brazil, for that new release. Before that, from 1959 at the piano and singing, Blossom Dearie, from her album Blossom Dearie Sings Comden and Green, Some Other Time, with the lyrics by Eddie Comden and Adolph Green, the music by Leonard Bernstein. That was written for the 1944 musical, which is called On the Town. Three sailors have a 24-hour shore leave, and they explore New York City, explore Manhattan, meet some women. And hanging over all of that, of course, is the idea, the fact that they're going to be leaving again, and they may never see each other again. In fact, two of the women characters fall in love with two of the male characters, and the four of them are singing that at the end of the musical On the Town. If you've seen the movie and you wonder why I didn't see that song in the movie, well, they left the song out of the movie for who knows why, but what a powerful song. Some Other Time. Oh, well, we'll meet again some other time. Guitarist Jim Hall's trio in 1957 here on KPR. A song Earl Warren wrote for the Count Basie Band, the 920 Special. Jim Hall guitar, Carl Pickens piano, Red Mitchell bass. This was Jim's debut album as the leader on Pacific Jazz in 1957. It did not sell well, and Jim would not make an album under his own leadership name until 1969. Looking back, Jim is one of the great guitarists ever in the history of jazz. And in fact, in that interim, he made brilliant recordings with Paul Desmond. He was part of brilliant recordings in the working bands of Sonny Rollins and of Art Farmer and others. But that's where it started, the Jim Hall Trio. Jazz Guitar, the name of that album for you on KPR. Speaking of jazz guitar, Wiretown, the KC band, has two of the city's finest guitars, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. They're in the spotlight on this week's Live at Greenity Lounge out of Kansas City. Jazz Originals for an hour tomorrow evening at 6 on KPR 1 stations. Here's bassist Alexander Claffey and his new album Memento and a tune by Michael Weiss called Power State.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Charlie Parker tune Yardbird Suite on KPR, the 1958 album, The Max Roach Four, plays Charlie Parker. Max Roach, who was a drummer with Charlie Parker's groups back in the late 40s, on this album with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor sax, as well as the bassist in the band, George Morrow. Before that, it was bassist Alexander Claffey in his new album, Memento, and a tune called Power Station, with Kurt Rosenwinkel and Jimmy McBride guitar and drums, saxophonist Eric Alexander, pianist Tim Bray, and vibraphonist Simone Mouillet, for you here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some Private Eye Jazz, featuring Mickey Spillane as Detective Mike Hammer. Plus, can a cement mixer make music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me with the music Shaken, Not Stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. More jazz after this news.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Celine Dion made a surprise return to the stage at the Olympics opening ceremony in Paris today. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, it was one of a number of moments that thrilled crowds that lined the River Seine in France and a massive audience watching from around the world.
Dion's performance was the finale of a star-studded lineup at the opening ceremony, a rare appearance for the singer, who previously announced she had been diagnosed with a neurological condition known as stiff person syndrome. The unconventional opening ceremony, held mostly in the rain, showcased a floating parade of athletes on the Seine, a mix of musical styles, and a showcase of French culture. The games began in earnest on Saturday. Juana Summers, NPR News Paris.
The UK Prime Minister says he's dropping his predecessor's plans to challenge criminal proceedings against two Israeli leaders. The charges are related to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Back in May, when the International Criminal Court announced it's requesting arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister, Israel called the court anti-Semitic. Its allies vowed to challenge the ICC warrant. That included the UK, which at the time was ruled by conservatives. But a new center-left government is now in power here, and it says it has no plans to interfere, and has allowed a deadline to pass without filing a legal challenge to the ICC. This is a policy shift for the UK, which has previously been in lockstep with its ally America when it comes to supporting Israel. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Criminal justice reform groups are welcoming Vice President Kamala Harris's likely nomination for president. That's despite past criticisms of her record. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Lenore Anderson is president and co-founder of the Alliance for Safety and Justice. It's a group that works to reduce incarceration and strengthen the rights of crime victims. She also worked under Harris in the San Francisco District Attorney's Office 2 decades ago, and she remembers Harris as an innovator.
She was at the forefront of what is now considered much more mainstream, which is for prosecutors looking at how to balance the interests of community and public safety agencies.
But when Harris was California Attorney General in the 2010s, some criminal justice reform advocates accused her of being too protective of the police. In 2020, she publicly supported the protesters who came out after the murder of George Floyd, and she called for donations to a fund that bailed protesters out of jail. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Stocks rebounded today and finished higher to end the trading week on Wall Street. That comes after encouraging reports on inflation and profits at some big tech companies. The Dow gained 654 points. You're listening to NPR News. A new study reveals that chimpanzees sometimes gesture in rapid-fire motion, just like humans take turns doing in conversation. NPR's Emily Kwong has more on that study.
Researchers found that these exchanges generally had two parts. One chimp taps another's hand, and another taps back. Sometimes the exchanges, though, had up to seven parts, which study author Gal Badihi found super exciting.
Because they seem to have this back and forth in a face-to-face communicative setup that kind of resembles human conversations a little bit more.
Meaning back and forth communication may have evolved before humans split off from great apes. Emily Kwong, NPR News.
Two senators are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate automakers who are selling customer driving data to brokers. The brokers then package the data and sell it to insurance companies. The senators say General Motors, Hyundai, Honda, and possibly several other companies are selling consumer data that include moments of sudden braking and acceleration. They also claim the automakers use deceptive practices to get customers to sign up for that data sharing. Thousands of former college athletes will be eligible for payments under a $2.78 billion settlement that's been agreed to by the NCAA and five power conferences. The settlement was filed in a federal court in California today. If it's approved by a judge, the affected athletes would get payments that would range from a few dollars to more than $1 million. A framework for the deal was announced 2 months ago. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
the powerhouse trumpeter from Cuba, Arturo Sandoval, opening this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, putting mambo and bebop together for a tune called Mom Bop, the album Hot House from 1998, Arturo Sandoval. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you on Jazz in the Night. In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear from bassist Brian Bromberg's album this year, paying tribute to the great bassist Scott LaFaro. And up next, it's Charles McPherson, who celebrated his 85th birthday this past week. He's done recently a whole nearly a week of shows at Spoke Jazz Club in New York City. And coming up in a few days, he's going to do a whole week of shows at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. So he's not slowing down, and his new album is really a dandy. It's called Reverence. He was born in Joplin, grew up in Detroit, got into jazz in Detroit, and in high school, he was in a band with Detroit trumpeter Lonnie Hillier, and that is who this tune is dedicated to. It's Blues for Lonnie in 3 from alto saxophonist Charles McPherson's new album here on KPR. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Charles McPherson, his tune Blues for Lonnie in 3 from his new album Reverence here on Kansas Public Radio. Terrell Stafford playing the trumpet, Jeb Patton at the piano with David Wong and Billy Drummond, bass and drums. And a new album from Veronica Thomas up next. The new album is called They Say It's Wonderful, and her version of the song A Sleepin' Bee for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you see a sun up sky with the morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes calling on you. Sleep on me, don't waken. I can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe a dream, but he sings sweet, golden as a crown. Asleep in ground, when my one true love I found. Feet off the ground.
Veronica Thomas singing Asleep and Be. Harold Arlen wrote the music for that, and Harold Arlen collaborated with Truman Capote. I'm not making that up. For the lyrics of Asleep and Be, that was written for a Broadway musical in 1954 called House of Flowers, and it wilted. It flopped. But the song stuck around. Became a terrific part of the American songbook, Asleep and Be. I'm Bob McWilliams here for you on Kansas Public Radio. We've got trombonist Steve Turay and his brand new album in the next set. We'll be starting the set off with the recent release by bassist Brian Bromberg. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Brian Bromberg's new album is called LaFaro. For the brilliant bassist, part of the Bill Evans Trio at the end of the 50s and early 60s before Scott's death in an auto accident. And this is a tune that Bill Evans loved to play. He didn't write it. Miles Davis wrote it. Miles Davis never recorded it. He wrote it for Bill Evans to play. And Brian Bromberg, a key part of that first version of Nardis. Here's Brian Bromberg's version on KPR.
Thank you.
The applause at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City last August for trombonist Steve Turay and his band. You heard him right there on Kansas Public Radio with a Lee Morgan tune, Mr. Kenyatta. The new album is called Sonia's, just out on Smoke Sessions Records, with Nicholas Payton playing trumpet, Ron Blake, the tenor saxophonist, bass and drums by two of the great veterans of many decades of jazz, Buster Williams and Lenny White, and the pretty young pianist compared to everybody else, Isaiah J. Thompson, with Steve Turay. Before that, bassist Brian Bromberg, his new album, Lafaro, the tune that Miles wrote, Bill Evans played, Nardis, with Tom Zink and Charles Ruggiero, bass and drums. And music from the Italian pianist Antonio Ferrao on a brand new album called Tributes. That's next here on KPR. Kent City's Wiretown band features two of the city's finest guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. They're the spotlight on this week's Live at Green Eddy Lounge. Join us for an hour of KC Jazz Originals on Live at Green Eddy Lounge. That's tomorrow evening at 6 on KPR1 stations. Well, brand new on the Crisscross label, a pianist from Italy that I've heard about quite a bit but haven't heard very much. His name is Antonio Ferrao. His new album is called Tributes. He's joined by bassist John Petitucci and drummer Jeff Ballard. This is Antonio Ferrao's composition called Right One here on KPR. the Milan, Italy-based pianist Antonio Ferrau, in his new album Tributes on KPR with John Patitucci and Jeff Ballard, bass and drums, and Ferrau's composition called Right One. We'll go from this Italian jazz artist to a wonderful singer who grew up on the little village not too far from Paris with a French father and mother from the Dominican and ended up living in New Orleans. Her name is Cyrille Amé. We'll hear from her album Let's Get Lost up next. And on the way, an album of trumpet and piano duos, duet performances from Tony Guerrero and Jeremy Siskin. We're going to hear Cyrille Amé doing some of her scat singing on an Oscar Peterson tune from the 50s called Laverne Walk for you here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Boom, that is Cyrille Amé from her 2015 album Let's Get Lost, and the bassist Oscar Pettiford's tune from the 50s called Laverne Walk, a little bebop number, and well suited to the scat singing of Cyrille Amé here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWiz. We've got time for one more this hour. And earlier tonight, we heard a new album of sax and piano duets. Now we've got a new album of trumpet and piano duets. It's from trumpeter and flugelhorn player Tony Guerrero and pianist Jeremy Siskin. They call the album Duotones. And the album is mostly standards, including this one, I've Never Been in Love Before, from Tony Guerrero and Jeremy Siskin on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. That is trumpeter Tony Guerrero and pianist Jeremy Siskin, their new album called Duotones, all duet performances there on I've Never Been in Love Before. Pretty rare combination recording of just trumpet and piano, but I like the way this one turned out. I hope you did as well. I'm Bob McQuibb, your host for Jazz in the Night. And thanks for staying up with me. We've got another hour to come after an NPR News update. I'll take us up to midnight, to 12:01 technically. And we'll have more news from NPR, followed up by All Night Jazz with David Bassey right here on Kansas Public Radio.
This week, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's two of KC's best guitar players, Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman, and their band Wiretown. David Bassey here. Hope you'll join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. I'm Bob McWilliams. And so blessed to be able to share this music with you. Thank you for staying up with me tonight. I'm here another hour till midnight, All Night Jazz after that with David Bassey here on KPR. We're going to start the next set of jazz with a brand new one from KC guitarist Rod Fleeman, the Rod Fleeman Trio, live Saturday afternoon, live at the Green Lady Lounge Volume 3. That'll kick us off. And we've got trombonist Conrad Herwig in his terrific album of Latin jazz treatments of the music of McCoy Tyner. That and more headed your way in the coming hour of Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump addressed a critical Republican voting bloc tonight, speaking at a summit for Christians hosted by the conservative group Turning Point USA. He urged religious conservatives to turn out for him on Election Day. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
Former President Trump struck several familiar notes in his address to Turning Point Action's Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida. The Republican nominee promised to protect religious freedom and touted his history of supporting the Israeli government. He also called on Christians to vote this year and seemed to suggest their votes would be unnecessary in the next election.
You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote.
Trump spent time attacking his likely rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, including her record as the administration's so-called border czar. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
A co-founder of the Sinaloa drug cartel is sitting behind bars in a U.S. jail after being arrested when he flew into the U.S. on a private plane. NPR's Eder Peralta tells us more about the man known by the nickname El Mayo.
Ismael El Mayo Zambada co-founded the Sinaloa cartel along with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He has been described as being both as famous as El Chapo and as powerful as Pablo Escobar. But there's one big difference. Ismael El Mayo Zambada has always kept a low profile. And here in Mexico, he's been almost mythical, a man who appears every now and then like a ghost.
Zambada entered the plea of not guilty to a number of drug charges during an appearance in a federal court in El Paso, Texas, this morning. A fighter pilot has died after the crash of an air tanker being used on a wildfire in eastern Oregon. NPR's Kurt Siegler reports that the plane was being used to help put out a lightning strike fire while battling the false fire.
The fatal crash in Oregon follows the crash of another single-engine air tanker 2 weeks ago in Montana, where a wildland firefighter pilot also died. During peak fire season, federal agencies rely on contract single-engine air tanker planes for both initial attack on new fire starts and longer-term fire suppression. These nimble planes fly faster and can efficiently drop fire retardant on remote areas of a wildfire that are too hard to reach from the ground. The latest crash and fatality comes at a tense time in eastern Oregon, particularly, where close to a dozen large wildfires are burning out of control through tinder-dry brush, sending dense smoke to cities to the east. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
A wildfire in and around Jasper National Park in the Canadian Rockies has destroyed more than 350 structures and forced the evacuation of 25,000 people from the city of Jasper. It has destroyed about 30% of that town so far. You're listening to NPR News. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure remained low last month. Prices rose just 0.1% from May to June, and compared to a year earlier, inflation dropped slightly from the same period last year. The news adds to other evidence that price pressures are continuing to cool, and it means a cut in interest rates could be more likely when the Fed meets in September. California is expanding its insurance of last resort program for buildings in high fire risk areas. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that private insurers have been pulling out of the state as climate-fueled wildfires worsen.
Major private insurers like State Farm and Allstate have stopped issuing new policies for fire insurance in California in recent years, citing climate change risks and inflation. They've also dropped homeowners with existing plans as they try to limit fire risk in their portfolios. As a result, hundreds of thousands of Californians are now on state-backed insurance of last resort policies. The state's insurance commission is trying to adjust. The new changes significantly increase insurance limits for commercial properties in the state and gives discounts to homeowners who harden their homes against fire risk. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Ventura, California.
With the Olympics barely underway in Paris, officials there say that one athlete has already tested positive for two banned anabolic steroids. Sajjad Sehen has been provisionally suspended from competition and removed from the Games. He was planning on competing in the 81-kilogram class for judo against an opponent from Uzbekistan on Tuesday. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
Thank you.
Applause for Casey guitarist Rod Fleeman and his new album, Saturday Afternoon Live at Green Eddy Lounge, Volume 3. Here for you on Kansas Public Radio, Rod, with Gerald Spates on bass and drummer Ray DeMarchi. And a tune by Rod that nods in the direction of Wes Montgomery. It's called Due West from the Rod Fleeman Trio. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you till midnight on Jazz in the Night on KPR, All Night Jazz with David Massey's after that. We've got a couple of new ones in this set. The second is from the composer and arranger Anthony Branker and his new album, Songs My Mom Liked. And before that is trombonist Conrad Herwig, his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, with McCoy Tyner's composition, Parasina, here on KPR.
Thank you.
The music of composer and arranger Anthony Brinker, he calls that one praise. It's from his new album, Songs My Mom Liked. The music performed by his band Imagine, with saxophonist Donnie McCaslin, trumpeter Philip Dysack, pianist Fabian Amazon, and bassist and drummer Linda Mahano and Rudy Royston, plus guitarist Pete McCann. And before that, it was McCoy Tyner's composition Parisina from trombonist Conrad Herwig and his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, with the likes of saxophonist Craig Handy and trumpeter Alex Norris. For you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night with more new music from the Canadian pianist Bruno Hubert. Up next on KPR. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night, and support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. The Bruno Hubert Trio with James Maher on bass and Joe Poole on drums. The new album is called Fire Waltz. And here is the Bruno Hubert version of the Wayne Shorter tune, Edda, on KPR.
Thank you.
the Canadian pianist Bruno Hubert, who's from Montreal but based in Vancouver for many years now. The album called Fire Waltz, the Wayne Shorter tune called Etta, here on KPR with the new one from Karin Allison. Up next, we've got a new album pairing up saxophonist Elias Hasliger and trumpeter Mike Saylor, and the Planet Dean Onnette from Detroit with another album out now of the music of Duke Ellington. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Karin Allison's new album is called A Kiss for Brazil, and from that, it's Jobim's piece, Wave, here on KPR. Karin Allison, Antonio Carlos Jobim's song Wave here on KPR. Karin's new album is called A Kiss for Brazil, with Fender Rhodes there, Vitor Gonçalves, guitarist Yotam Silberstein, bassist Harvey S., and from Brazil, drummer Rafael Barata. Karin Allison's new one, A Kiss for Brazil. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. Like everything on KPR, it's made possible by listener support. For example, the news on KPR goes beyond sound bites, goes beyond headlines. You get the background and the context, thoughtful reporting, insightful commentary, in-depth analysis for you. That kind of news, plus the wealth of music on KPR, all is possible because of membership support. If you're not yet a member, I hope you'll rectify that. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge your support for the radio station that you depend on, Kansas Public Radio. Here's tenor saxophonist Elias Haslinger. His new album is Elias Haslinger Meets Mike Sailors, who we're going to hear a piece from them called One Hand Clap on KPR.
Thank you.
a new album featuring two of the key figures on the Austin, Texas jazz scene. Here on KPR, the album is called Elias Heisinger Meets Mike Sailors. Elias plays tenor sax and wrote that tune, One Hand Clap, and Michael is the trumpeter in that band. I'm Bob McWilliams, and such a great honor to share this music with you, and I so appreciate you staying up late with me. Of course, it was All Night Jazz after midnight with David Bassey as well. I'm Bob McWilliams, and we're going to hear from alto saxophonist Bruce Williams and a wonderful tune that was a pop hit. It's Bruce Williams' version of Our Day Will Come here on KPR. That's alto saxophonist Bruce Williams in his 1997 album Brotherhood, and the song Our Day Will Come, which was the first single released by the Akron, Ohio soul R&B band Ruby and the Romantics. It became a number one hit, the only one they had, but what a number one hit, huh? Our Day Will Come. Nicely done, Bruce Williams, Russell Gunn trumpet, with Alan Palmer, Dwayne Dolphin, Cecil Brooks III, piano, bass, and drums. Let's hear from the new album by the Planet D Donette, their second salute to Duke Ellington album, Echoes of Harlem, starting off with Rocks in My Bed here on KPR.
My heart is heavy as lead because the blues have done spread rocks in my bed. Of all the people I see, why do they pick on poor me? Rocks in my bed. All night long. He's gone and he won't come back. That mean man of mine, he's gone and he won't come back. That man is lower than bed. Rocks in my bed. Rocks in my bed.
Detroit's Planet D Nonet with two Duke Ellington pieces, both arranged by Jeff Cooney. Really well done. Rocks in My Bed, that featured guest vocalist or vocalist Camille Price. And then I'm Gonna Go Fishing, which was the main title music to the film Anatomy of a Murder. And that featured trumpeter James O'Donnell. The new album called Echoes of Harlem, a salute to Duke Ellington by the Planet D Nonet, Volume 2, here on KPR.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some Private Eye Jazz, featuring Mickey Spillane as Detective Mike Hammer. Plus, can a cement mixer make music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me with the music Shaken, Not Stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz with David Bassey next on KPR After the News. And support for that on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for listening to All Night Jazz with David Bassey after this news.